This is WLRN News. I'm Holly Pretzky. The Miami-Dade County Public School Board plans to vote on whether to challenge some provisions of House Bill 7069 in court. They met this afternoon for an informal workshop to discuss legal options. Governor Rick Scott signed the controversial bill into law in June. Many have voiced concerns some parts of it give charter schools advantages over public schools without the same oversight. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says he supports some aspects of the bill, like the daily recess requirement, but he says it wasn't properly vetted before it passed, and some provisions violate public schools' constitutional rights.
We are interpreting this bill as being an existential threat to public education and to the viability of our ability to deliver a high-quality education.
Other school boards, including those in Broward, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie counties, are also considering how to challenge House Bill 7069 in court. The Miami-Dade Board discussed the issue for more than 2 hours with attorneys. They decided to formally consider whether to seek legal action on constitutional grounds at their next school board meeting August 9th. I'm Holly Pretzky in Miami. This is WLRN News.